Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business from alpha to omega, on any topic under the small business sun. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to, ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Connie Sertusi is with us, folks. She's the Senior Vice President with Sage North America, their Small Business Accounting Solutions organization. Connie, thanks again for staying with me. The Sage Business Index is something you guys do every couple of years, and you want to know what small business owners are saying out there. And the U.S. part of that survey, it's a global survey, but the U.S. part told you some pretty interesting things about what small business owners have on their mind, didn't it, Connie?
It absolutely did, and like I was saying in the earlier segment, Jim, we didn't see a tremendous amount of difference across the different countries, and as you said, I think a small business owner is a small business owner, and they're kind of cut from that same thread. But in the U.S. particularly, you know, they were pretty vocal in the survey about what are the least favorable aspects of having a small business in the U.S. right now. And what came out loud and clear is that it was government bureaucracy and legislation.
Yep.
Almost 63% of them brought that up as the top one. The government positive attitude toward business, and that was at 41%. And the government handling of economic challenges, and that was at 55%. So it really has
government,
to do with,
government,
you know,
government.
Government, government, government. Absolutely true.
Think about that. Now, boy, I'll tell you something, Connie. If Washington doesn't, they need to read your survey, because that survey should tell them, you know, that we're not happy with the way they're running our government, and the way they run the government is impacting the marketplace.
Well, and when you kind of look through, and we did have, this is very interesting, we had verbatims in the survey, as to, you know, why they're saying what they're saying. And there were a lot of comments in there, a lot of emotional, passionate comments. One small business indicated that just as they felt they were making headway, operational expenses like the price of gas, the water,
yep,
insurance,
yep,
all that goes up, and it really puts them back. And you know as well as I do, a small business owner, cash flow is their biggest concern.
That's right.
It's really, you know, if I had to boil it up, I would say they're cautiously optimistic, but they're really, really concerned about, about the increased burden that some of the legislation is going to have on them,
yep,
potential rising taxes, that type of thing.
Connie, we just talked about, I just talked to our regulation expert in the last hour, and he said it's costing small business owners $10,000 per employee per year to comply with regulatory compliance. And it's double what major corporations spend per employee.
Yeah, and it's a lot of paperwork. It's also just a lot of they don't always understand it. You know, it's not like a larger business where they've got an HR department.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so folks rely on their accountant.
Well, another thing that I thought was interesting, that 46% thought the economy was getting better, but only 36% were confident of their own future. And that's an interesting statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's where it's really kind of, that's where it probably gets personal, and it's hitting closer to home. And it would be pretty interesting if, you know, I often think if we did that survey again right now, given just over the last month how gas fuel prices are rising,
right?
It may even be a bit more concerning, because in the open-ended comments, the price of gas, the price of fuel, utility costs, those were brought up quite often as, you know, some of the areas that really put a burden on them.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, even though inflation is not high yet, we're small business owners are getting squeezed right now because our cost of goods are going up, but we don't have any pricing power. The recovery, still isn't strong enough to give us any pricing power, so our margins are getting squeezed, aren't they?
Absolutely. In fact, when we asked in the survey, particularly on the U.S. side, you know, what are their biggest challenges over the last year? And the top one was rising costs. The other one is growing revenue, and the other one was managing cash flow. What was interesting is that only 20% said that they want more funding or access to capital. So It's like right now, I think if anything, the last two and a half years has taught us that. It's really about, it's not about going out and borrowing more money right now at this point in time. It's about really creating more efficiencies within your organization and really getting to the other side of this.
Well, and you see, this is one of the myths that the politicians don't have been trying to purvey on us, and that small business owners need to borrow more money, and your survey trucks with all the others I've reported on here on the show, Connie, and that is that most small business owners have all their credit needs met. They're not looking for a loan, and they found a way. And this is the good news. I'm gonna give you a little prop here, some props here, Connie. I think having access to programs like yours has helped small business owners to run their businesses more efficiently, so that we can get the performance out of our companies that we need with the resources we have. And I think Sage, we've been using your products a long time. I think you guys should take a little bow on that.
I appreciate that. And the survey pointed that out as well. We asked what the role of technology was going to play in their business in 2011. And there was a degree of reticence by many of the small businesses that said, you know, that they're going to invest more in technology to improve business efficiency, particularly in the area of sales and marketing, getting customers.
I want to get specific about that. Hold on to that thought, Connie. I got to take a quick break, because when we come back, folks, we're going to find it. Going to kind of tell us what small business owners are investing in. What are they excited about? Technology is one of those things. It's Tintail, right back with Connie Certusi. She's with Sage. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.